Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I invent a new expression on my face. I invent a growing sensation taking place.
7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving Day, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving in America. If you're an American or if you're American living abroad listening to our summercast, if you're in America celebrating, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a good one. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and this is our 19th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. Tamar Jacoby is here. She's been with us before many times over the last 11 years or so. Tamar, thanks for being here. She is the president of Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on the end of that. You find her website. Tamar, tell us about Immigration
Thanks
Works.
For having me. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your organization.
So we're a national network of small business owners who hire immigrants and would want to be sure they're legal and want the system to be changed so that they don't face a choice between growing their businesses and obeying the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're in certain businesses like landscaping or, you know, some cases restaurants, or, you know, dairy farms, or, you know, certain kinds of construction. If your choice literally is sometimes, do I grow the business or do I obey the law? And most small business owners don't, you know, they look at the problem is that there's, you know, you can buy a good, cheap, you can buy a Social Security card and a driver's license, you know, for $75 on the corner,
mm-hmm.
and for $200 you can buy a good one that actually is a real Social Security
mm-hmm.
number as opposed to just a fake one. And so most of these employers want to be on the right side of the law. They look at the documents, they enter them into the system, they do the withholding, but they, you know, don't sleep very well at night. And they need the system changed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not for the...
And as long as we've been talking about this, though, Tamar, as long as you've been working toward this, almost nothing's gotten accomplished, which brings me to this question, a little current events question. If we bring 10 or 50,000 Syrians, real Syrians, not people from
not
other parts of the country who blended in.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally are people in that wave of immigrants blending in from all over the place, trying to get through.
Yeah.
So let's say we bring real Syrians over here.
Yep.
And we vet them, and there are, and we bring in 10 or 50,000. What do we do with them?
We bring in 70,000 refugees every year. Anyway, we resettle them, and it's been we have a
from one community. Country. We don't bring 50,000, 70,000 from one country.
Well, no, it's from a lot of different.
But what
countries.
Do we? So
we
these
do,
they come. They all
do,
come in.
So we do bring them. We often like Somalis. There were a lot of Somalis
yeah.
at certain times.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of Vietnamese. We brought, I don't know how many Vietnamese after the war, but
I
a lot
remember
more than 10,000 yep. a year. It was a lot more than 10,000.
And they've assimilated.
And so what we did is we settled them in, you know, a bunch of them together in some place far away from a big city. So we sent the Somalis to, a lot of them went to Minnesota, others went into other Great Plains states. I forget where we sent the Vietnamese. A lot of
right.
them went to California, but there were other places, too. So we have the idea that it's better if they build their own community someplace, you know, so it's not like
mm-hmm.
one Vietnamese here and, you know, one Vietnamese
Do we think
there
that's a good idea with the Syrians?
Yeah, yeah.
You're
going to bet the heck out of them. You're going to bet the heck out of them.
But isn't that what happened in France?
Well, it's very
They've got their own ghettos over there, and that's where
yeah.
this...
But I mean, it's a difference between every group starts in a community of their own,
but the,
where they have
but,
a little
but
shop.
But Tamar, there
and
are no
the
there were no Vietnamese suicide
Terrorists.
Bombers.
Well, you'd probably have to. Maybe one of the conditions is that those places are subject to extra, you know, intelligence work. I mean, that's a little tricky. I don't
yeah.
know if you can get.
Did you did you did
do
you
that
do you follow Mark Stein?
I, you know, not religiously.
I don't know whether you value his work, but he made a comment the other day. He said the problem is some of these communities are made up of good people, but they get so dense that the bad guys can get in there and hide.
Yeah. Well. So okay. So maybe you don't you know, you don't make them too big and you have them.
Yeah, but how do you decide that? That's the problem. It's a sticky.
Well, they do decide it.
It's a sticky wicket. And
the refugee resettlement process is very engineered.
Yeah.
And very government controlled. And so you would try to government control it.
Well, here's the thing I'm going to say as we wrap up, and I'll give you the last word afterwards. With all that's going on right now, before any of us give anybody else a hard time for being cautious about bringing in a bunch of people from Syria, we ought to back off just a little bit. What do you think? Last thoughts, Mark.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we have to balance it. Of course, we need a lot of vetting. Of course, you know, it's a totally different situation than any other situation. On the other hand, it's not true that our ideals as a country to just decide,
yeah,
you know, no, and stand there, you know, at the dock.
To be continued. Tamar, appreciate you being here, and I'm thankful
for
you, Tamar. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be back after the news. One more hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.